Nothing Like Deuter from the CD Presence, a collection from New Earth. Deuter is spelled D-E-U-T-E-R. We're going to present an interview with Riaz Qawwali in a couple of minutes, so please stay tuned for that. Definitely are in for a treat here on this hour of In the Spirit. We're going to feature the band Riaz Qawwali with a harmonious blend of South Asian and the Western influences. Sonny K. Mehta leads the ensemble as the artistic director to Riaz Qawwali. With over 24 years of classical music training, he has spent half of that time devoted to understanding and growing an awareness of Qawwali. With fluency in Urdu, Punjabi, Hindi, and English, he is well-suited to be a cultural ambassador and take a very secluded slash folk art form, as well as the associated poetry, to the Western audiences and the newer South Asian generations. His Eastern musical influences include Ravi Shankar, Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, Sher Al-Mer Ali, Jagat Singh, Jasraj, Bhimsen Joshi, and Abita Parveen. His poetry favorites are Abulah Shah, Baba Farid, Amir Kushra, Saint Kabir, Mir Taj, Mir. You know what? He's on the line. I just got to say, Sonny, I don't want to slaughter these names. I want to respect you, so I'm going to end it there. People don't know who I'm talking about anyway, for the most part. But I'll finish up with this. I can read. He is equally moved by Western artists in diverse genres, including blues, pop, rap, gospel, country, and spoken word. And welcome to In the Spirit, a Sonny K. Mehta, artistic director of Riaz Qawwali. Thank you for joining us today.
Gary, thanks so much for having me on. I'm looking forward to the next 45 minutes or so of our conversation.
So am I, and I want to tell, I'm going to make an announcement from time to time, so people will remember what you know about how an opportunity has arisen, whereby people can go to see you in concert at Garrison Institute, with a talk by Pirzia Inaya Khan, a personal friend of mine who I've known over years, who initiated me into Sufism a long time ago. On March 17th, that's a week from today, there'll be a dinner at 6, there'll be a talk and concert at 7. I'm going to talk about just a little bit about this. Few of the world's traditional musics are captivated as the 700-year-old form of Qawwali. With lively rhythmic cycles, gripping melodies, and inspirational poetry, Riaz Qawwali weaves new songs and texts from Hinduism, Sikhism, Islam, and other religions into the fabric of this venerable devotional music. The musicians who come from India, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Bangladesh embrace their diverse linguistic and religious backgrounds to extend Qawwali to new enthusiastic audiences. And returning to the roots of this ecstatic mystical music, Riaz Qawwali conveys a universal message of oneness and joy that transcends religious and political boundaries. It's a paid event, and for tickets, you can go to garrisoninstitute.org/concert or call 845-424-4800, 844-424-4800, garrisoninstitute.org/concert. And Pirzia will give Pirzia and Iacon will give a pre-concert talk on the importance of Dikr and Qawwali and Sufism. So, wow. This is a very exciting event.
We're very excited, and we're looking forward to it. We've never had the opportunity of actually being at the Garrison Institute. About 2 years ago, we did a concert for them along with three other artists, but that was in New York City. But I'm very excited about being actually on the facility. I've heard amazing things about it.
Yeah. I used to go to the Abode of the Message often. When I first started doing radio here on WRPI in 1999, for my first interviews, they were almost all Sufis. I went to the Abode, and I just interviewed anybody I could, including Pirzia. So I want to start something, a musical piece right now. I really have a hard time pronouncing it. It's Bohutk.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
It's Bahut Katin Hai Dagar Panu Khatki. This is actually by one of the people, authored by one of the people who's known to have started the Qawwali genre, Hazrat Amir Khusro. Hazrat Amir Khusro was a philosopher. He was a poet. He was a musician himself. And this really talks about the path or the journey to love being a difficult one. And it's just an interesting take on that love, and I'm happy to talk about the song, but maybe the audiences can listen to it for a second before we get into what it means.
Okay, let's hear it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. We're just going through. Talk a little bit more as soon as I am getting an opportunity.
Sure. To see if, so. Yeah. Bahut kathin hai dagar pangat ki kaise main bhar laun madhwa se matki is the first chorus, and
Here it is. You want me to play it now?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
You are listening to the music of Riaz Qawwali, and I'm very, you know, we did, it's 12 minutes long. Well, we didn't want to, we want to play other selections as well. And Sonny, that's, it's beautiful. You know, I mean, I remember being at a Qawwali concert. I was very close to the stage and was late at night. It was at Omega, and, it, you know, everybody just loved it. You know, what is it about this music that even though people don't know the language or anything, that really gets the people?
I think there are some inherent qualities that are really interesting about the music. You'll realize that it's very rhythmic and very melodic. It's just catchy. So even as an outsider, someone who may not understand the lyrics, I think it has a very spiritual and powerful impact. That's I think also the reason I got into it. You know, I wasn't necessarily, or many of our group members may not have grown up listening to Qawwali from day one of our birth, you know, but we got attached to it, and it sort of is a, once you hear it, you can never let it go, and that's at least my journey of it. You'll also notice that there are certain things musically that are very interesting, I think, that audiences really like. One, rhythmically, it's pretty fast beat. There are some slower tempos, but it's easy to follow. Secondly, there is a heartbeat that's there in every Qawwali. It's the clap, and people are actually clapping, like the musicians are actually clapping, and that also makes it sort of catchy. So you combine the fact that it's very rhythmically alive, the melodies are in Eastern rags that are usually popular, and third, that the lyrics are usually spiritual and very powerful. Whether you understand one out of those three elements or you understand two or three of them, I think that's why people get attached to it and addicted to it.
Thank you. I also, we're just going to periodically mention about this event coming up. Riaz Qawwali concert with talk by Pirzia and Ayat Khan Thursday, a week from today, March 17th, dinner at 6, talk and concert, and pre-concert talk by Pirzia and Ayat Khan. For tickets, you can visit garrisoninstitute.org/concert or call 845-424-4800 Did you mention you've never been to Garrison, right?
I've never been to Garrison. I'm really excited about this event, particularly, Gary, because it's going to be a conversation for the audience from two perspectives, right? I think Bir Zia and Ayat Khan is going to be talking about what Dhikr, you know, it's sort of a ritualistic practice of concentration, and then Qawwali have to do with Sufism. And he's a Sufi scholar, you know, I think he is well known for being able to deliver relatable messages of Sufism to audiences. And then from our end, I think we'll be performing as well as talking about what Qawwali means to us, thinking about the fact that we are a group and ensemble that's based in the United States, and we perform, I would say probably 70% of the time, to audiences that may not understand the lyrics. And still we see the impact that the music has, like we started to talk with, on people. I remember being last in October at the Richmond Folk Festival, and you know, we were going to do about 5 sets over the next 3 days there, and we took our first stage, and I think it was about 400-500 people in the audience, many of them non-South Asian. And just like always, I get a little humbly nervous before taking the stage. We sat there, and within 10 minutes, I mean, not only were the people like up and alive, but literally there was narrow walkways, and I would say as many as could fit, I think there were like 30, 40, were out there sort of dancing and enjoying the music ecstatically. So I think it's just, we'll talk a little bit about that perspective from a performer standpoint, that we've seen the music having an impact on the audiences. But it should be a really exciting time on the 17th at the Garrison.
Wonderful. I've been to the Garrison a number of times. I think you're going to enjoy the space. And wonderful people at Garrison, too. And also, it's right on the Hudson River, so beautiful view. We are talking with Sunny K. Mehta. He is the artistic director of this Riaz Qawwali, and we were talking about the Riaz Qawwali concert that's coming up at Garrison Institute a week from today. The next selection, Itma Bri Karam, did I say that right?
Yeah. So the first one was Purvi, which is an older form of Hindi. This one is a Urdu ghazal that is actually relatively modern compared to a lot of the things that we're singing. Itna bhi karam unka koi kam to nahi hai, which roughly translates, even the small gesture of theirs is not small in my personal regards. Gham de ke wo poochhe koi gham to nahi hai. He or she gives me sorrow and then asks me, hey, you're okay, right? You're not unhappy. So it's a play on the idea of the beloved and the lover's relationship, and sometimes the trials and tribulations that go along with it. But it's a piece that is part of our second CD, Ishq, that came out last year.
Wonderful. And so we're going to play it right now, at least a portion of it, okay?
Sure.
Yeah. Thank you again, Sunny K. Mehta. Thank you for being with us.
Yeah, excited to be on the radio, and then hopefully in person in just about 10 days.
It's beautiful. Thank you.
This is WRPI Troy at 91.5 FM and live on the internet at www.wrpi.org.
فکر فردا نہ کروں ماں بے غم دوش رہوں نال بلبل کے سنوں اور ہم تن گھوش رہوں ہم نوا میں بھی کوئی گل ہوں کے خاموش رہوں جرتا موز میرے تاب سخن ہے مجھ کو शिकवा अल्लाह से खाकम बदहन है मुझको इतना भी करम उनका जो मुझे खुल्द में दिख ये धुआं कहां से उठता है सीने में जली आग धुआं हो ना तो मंजिल ना हम सफर ना कोई कारवा है ना तो मंजिल ना हम सफर ना कोई कारवा है रास्तों में बस धुआं धुआं सा है सीने में देखो तो सही दिल में वही गम तो नहीं है तो सही दिल में वही गम तो नहीं है देखो तो सही दिल में वही गम तो नहीं है इतना भी करम
amazing music. I had to see it right through the end. Riaz Qawwali, and they will be in concert a week from today on the 17th of this month, March 17th, and at dinner at 6, talk and concert. When I say talk, Pir Azia Inaya Khan will be giving a talk on the importance of Dikr Qawwali and Sufism, and then the concert itself at 7. And it's going to take place in Garrison Institute, 14 Mary's Way, Route 90 in Glencliff, Garrison, New York. You can go to garrisoninstitute.org/concert or call 845-424-4800, 845-424-4800. And our guest in this hour is the artistic director of this wonderful band. His name is Sonny K. Mehta. I had to see that to the end. I mean, Sonny, I'm telling you, it had me, really had me all the way.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. That's very kind of you. We're very excited about it. The CD released at the Asia Society last year, and it was our second effort. And, you know, I think it was close to the middle of last year where we were basically picked out of many artists to do a tour in the New York, New Jersey, Virginia, Baltimore, Virginia, Maryland area. And the partner with Garrison Institute for this is sponsored by Mid-Atlantic Arts Foundation. And we did the first part of that tour last year in October, and that went off really well. And the second leg of that tour is actually happening now, starting in March. So we'll be doing a concert at the University of Rochester, but very excited about this concert at Garrison that's happening with Pir Azia and Inayat Khan, and then sort of a conversation. You know, Qawwali is long, as you could just tell by the piece that we just heard. But the exciting thing is it's not so much, you know, when I think about distinguishing it from other genres, I imagine it's sort of, the best way to explain it is it's like South Asian gospel music. It's very lively and it's very interactive, and the audience is equally engaged in, you know, cheering on what they're hearing lyrically and musically, and it really builds the environment. And we're very excited to be sharing that with people who are of the Islamic faith and not, people who are of South Asian descent and not, because music, and this music in particular, has no necessarily linguistic or geographical boundaries in our eyes.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, it's so captivating, and like we were saying, this music it crosses all boundaries. There's no boundaries. It when people catch it, when they get it, they get it. And like I say, when I saw. The Omega has been bringing Qawwali now to their festival, their kirtan festivals recently, and the last one on stage, like I told you earlier, it was and every time that I saw Qawwali there, it created excitement, you know. So
it is, and you know, for the people who are living today, I think there is a perception of Islam and there's a perception of South Asia that unfortunately our friends at Fox News seem to exaggerate. And I think what we're trying to do very humbly is trying to show you another side of that same world. You know, I am a American first and a Indian or a Pakistani or a Bangladeshi second. I am American first. And then next is my religious identity. So to me, it's very important that my fellow brethren also understand who I am in all aspects. You know, Qawwali talks about interfaith work, and it talks about the conversation with your beloved. So the first aspect is it talks about harmony. You know, South Asia is filled with Islamic people, Sikh people, Hindu people, Christians, even Jewish people. And there are pockets of it that are doing flourishing because there's a harmony there. And I think we need to discuss that equally as we discuss other things from that part of the world. And then the second one is it's a very interesting way of conversation. Qawwali always talks about love, but that love can be interpreted in two ways. One is ishq-e haqiqi, which loosely translated means the love for your spiritual guide, the love for God, the love for your guru. And the second one is ishq-e mijazi, which is the love that you have for, you know, humanistic love for another girlfriend or a wife. But the interesting part is all the lyrics in Qawwali, every song in Qawwali that's sung can be interpreted in either or both ways. And that's a really interesting way for an audience to be elevated. When you talk about how you loved your first girlfriend, and then you can elevate that up to, you know, that's how that same humanistic love can be shared with another person and then shared with the oneness that we share amongst all human beings. So Qawwali has really a lot of layers, and we're excited about sharing that that knowledge that we have, which is probably a morsel of, you know, Qawwals that have been there for many years, but sharing that with the American audience.
Beautiful. I you know, like I say, I studied Sufism for a while and under Pirzi and Aya Khan, who will be giving a talk before the concert. And one of the practices that I use even to this day has the phrase Ishkala Mabudala. You know, and that to me is like, it reminds me, it's very devotional, you know?
It is.
Sufism.
Yeah, I mean, I think the practice is very devotional, but I even, you know, extend that. Our ensemble uses Qawwali as a vehicle, right? It's a vehicle to share your love and appreciation of spirituality. So why restrict it to just one faith? Because that's the point of our ensemble. So
beautiful.
5 years ago, we released a Hindu bhajan that has become very, you know, beloved piece, and it was used in a couple of documentaries in India. It's sort of the PBS equivalent in India. And then we did something similar in Kirtan, in Sikh Kirtan.
No kidding.
Sikh religious hymns.
Yeah.
And our first CD was the first in the genre of Qawwali that included Hindu bhajans, Sikh shabads, and Qawwali Sufi pieces. All three religious areas sort of unraveled through the vehicle of Qawwali. Because a lot of religions share this idea of spirituality in music, and we wanted to explore it in the tongue that's easiest for us, which is Qawwali.
Beautiful. Anyway, thank you. Thank you. We're speaking with Sunny K. Mehta, Artistic Director of Riaz Qawwali. And as I've been mentioning, we have they will be at Garrison Institute on the 17th of March, next Wednesday, garrisoninstitute.org. We have another selection to play. And you want to say something about Mahavitera?
Yeah, so Qawwali, interestingly enough, draws from three or four linguistic backgrounds: Persian, Urdu, Hindi or Purbi, and Punjabi. The last one is Punjabi. This piece is, again, draws on that parallel between the love for spirituality and love for your lover itself, right?
Right.
Mahive tere vekhan lai chuk charkha gali de vich dama, which translates mahi, which could be lover or God, to look at you I took my charkha, which is for the viewers that have seen any picture of Gandhi, it's that spinning wheel that he is characteristically behind in a lot of his pictures. So I took my household chore, God, to look at you, and set it out in the street so I could see you crossing, right?
Yes.
And then the spiritual meaning behind this is, God, I separated from you and came into the world, which is another way to talk about gali, which is street, right? I separated from you so that I could better glance and appreciate the beauty that is you. And that's what the piece is about. And you can take it in one of two ways, which is, you know, I stopped my daily work just so I could glance at you, my lover, or take it on the spiritual sense. This agony of separation is just beautiful, so because I can appreciate you, God, better from a little distance as I see the amazingness that you can do.
Oh, my God. That's so beautiful. Thank you, Sonny. We're going to play this right now. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. You're listening to WRPI Troy.
ਰੰਜਨਾ ਕੱਠੀਆਂ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਕੁੜੀਆਂ ਪੂਣੀਆਂ ਕੱਤਦੀਆਂ ਚੋਰੀ ਚੋਰੀ ਮੇਰੇ ਵੱਲ ਨੂੰ ਵੇਖ ਵੇਖ ਕੇ ਹੱਸਦੀਆਂ ਤੂੰ ਨਾ ਆਇਆ ਹਿਜਰਤ ਰਹਿਦੀਆਂ ਸੀਨੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਮੱਚੀਏ ਤੂੰ ਨਾ ਆਇਆ ਹਿਜਰਤ ਰਹਿਦੀਆਂ ਸੀਨੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਮੱਚੀਏ ਆਪੇ ਆ ਰੰਗ ਲਾ ਚਰਖਾ ਤੇਰਾ ਮੈਂ ਪੂਰੀ ਨਾ ਕੱਟੀਏ ਮਾਹੀ ਵੇ ਤੇਰੇ ਵੇ ਫਨ ਲਈ ਚੁੱਕ ਚਰਖਾ ਗਲੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ
ਮਾਹੀ ਵੇ ਤੇਰੇ ਵੇ ਫਨ ਲਈ ਚੁੱਕ ਚਰਖਾ ਗਲੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ
ਮਾਹੀ ਵੇ ਤੇਰੇ ਵੇ ਫਨ ਲਈ ਚੁੱਕ ਚਰਖਾ ਗਲੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ
ਮਾਹੀ ਵੇ ਤੇਰੇ ਵੇਖਣ ਲਈ ਚੁੱਕ ਚਰਖਾ ਗਲੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ
ਮਾਹੀ
ਮਾਹੀ
ਦੇ ਵੇਖਣ ਲਈ ਚੁੱਕ
ਮਾਹੀ ਵੇ ਤੇਰੇ ਵੇਖਣ ਲਈ ਚੁੱਕ ਚਰਖਾ ਗਲੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ
ਚਰਖਾ ਮੇਰਾ ਰੰਗਲਾ ਵਿੱਚ ਸੋਨੇ ਦੀਆਂ ਮੇਖਾਂ ਚਰਖਾ ਮੇਰਾ ਰੰਗਲਾ ਵਿੱਚ ਸੋਨੇ ਦੀਆਂ ਮੇਖਾਂ ਵੇ ਮੈਂ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਯਾਦ ਕਰਾਂ ਜਦ ਚਰਖੇ ਵੱਲ ਵੇਖਾਂ ਚੁੱਕ ਚਰਖਾ
ਚਰਖਾ ਗਲੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਡਾਵਾ ਮਾਹੀ ਵੇ ਤੇਰੇ ਵੇਖਣ ਲਈ ਚੁੱਕ ਚਰਖਾ ਗਲੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਡਾਵਾ
ਮਾਹੀ ਵੇ ਤੇਰੇ ਵੇਖਣ ਲਈ ਚੁੱਕ ਚਰਖਾ ਗਲੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇੱਕ ਡਰ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਦਾ ਦੂਜੀ ਤਾਂਗ ਸਜਣ ਦੀ ਤੀਜੀ ਉਮਰ ਬੀਤ ਦੀ ਜਾਵੇ ਭੱਜ ਪਾਪਾ ਰੋਵਾਂ ਤਰਲ ਪਾਵਾਂ ते तनु समझ रत्ता ना आवे दे दे मौत विछोड़ नालो मेरी मुश्किल हल हो जावे गुलाम फरीद ओदा पैर में चुमा चुमा जेड़ विछड़े यार मिलावे
आही वे ते वेखण लई शुक्र चर पागली दे
लोका पाने बड़ा कत दी
लोका पाने बड़ा कत दी
कंड तेरिया यादा
तेरे पावा लोका पाने बड़ा कत दी कंड तेरिया यादा
आज मेरा जी करदा
के आज मेरा जी करदा
कर छड़ के मलंग बन जा
के आज मेरा जी करदा कर छड़ के मलंग बन जा
के आज मेरा जी करदा कर छड़ के मलंग बन जा के मलंग बन जावा मैं
घर छड़ के मलंग बन जावा
मैं घर छड़ के मलंग बन जावा
घर छड़ के मलंग बन जावा Yeah.
कम कर कोई ना,
और कम कर कोई ना,
और कम कर कोई ना,
और कम कर कोई ना,
रब तक दी सजन राम,
और कम कर कोई ना, रब तक दी सजन
just amazing. You can hear this Riaz Qawwali in concert next week, Wednesday, March 17th at Garrison Institute, with talk by Pirzia Anaya Khan, dinner at 6, talk and concert at 7, garrisoninstitute.org/concert, phone number 845-424-4800. It's been a pleasure having you as a guest today, Sunny K. Mehta, Artistic Director. Thank you for being with us.
Hey, it's an honor. Thank you so much for hosting a conversation about Qawwali, and we're looking forward to reaching out to the Garrison audiences and having a conversation with them in 2 weeks on the 17th.
Well, it's going to be great, I know. So thank you again. If you would like to stay on the line, or maybe you would like to say, is there anything else you'd like to share with our audience before we go?
You know, Qawwali is just another way of looking at South Asia. It's another way of understanding spirituality, and it is underexplored in this country, probably since the death of Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, who died in 97. So we're excited about bringing this art form back, and we're excited about contextualizing the art form in the world today with what's happening with Islamophobia or the hatred that's being spewed, and we're trying to bring the good out and showcase that, while at the same time not forgetting the point of Qawwali, which is to connect with another human being and then eventually with God. And we're looking forward to spaces like the Garrison that make it possible to have a musical conversation as well as an intellectual conversation that this genre is so apt to do.
Beautifully well said. Thank you so much. And, the message is very beautiful that you give. Sunny K. Mehta, Artistic Director of Riaz Qawwali. And if you'd like to stay on the line, I'll speak with you off air for a moment.
Yep, great. Thanks so much again for having us.
Thank you.